You are listening to the Sarah Fader podcast with the amazing co-host of Evan Morgenstern. What's happening?
Hey. Yeah, no. Yes, welcome. And let's talk about
Cheez-Its that are not Cheez-Its.
Right.
Like, is it essential to buy name brand Cheez-Its, or can you get like generic ones?
I mean, I feel like there's a lot of different products, that some of which are fine being the generic and some are not, especially with medicine.
Right.
You know, like I feel like with ibuprofen, as somebody who takes a lot, Advil, you're just paying for the less gross tasting coating.
Right.
Of it.
Right.
But also, I think food, I don't know, you know, like, I don't know, Sergeant Crunch rather than Captain Crunch.
Sergeant Crunch, is that real? Also, is my coffee maker on? Samara, can you go look at the coffee makers
on?
No,
I don't know.
If the green light is on, that means that it's on. And just flip it the other, just push the switch. Teaching children to do important things. If you, there's one switch on the coffee maker.
It's green.
Okay, turn it the other way, just press it.
This one?
Yep. Good job.
I mean, making coffee is an...
Good job!
...immediate internship kind of thing. That'll, right,
yeah,
away.
It's a transferable skill.
Yeah.
As they say, what do you do? This is what I always wonder. You know how, I wouldn't say that I'm a needy person, but I guess I'm a needy person. What do you do when someone doesn't text you back? Like, what is your modus operandi?
I feel like early on, I would probably, just send sort of like a question marky type emoji, but I'm trying to get better at, like, all right, you know what? I know I really, really want to question why they're not responding, but I'm just going to let it go.
Yeah. I think, you know, really? I was talking to my psychiatrist who specializes in OCD about, like, urge surfing.
Yes. Okay. That, I can relate to that.
Yeah, so have you heard this term before?
I have not, but I feel like I instantly have ideas of what it might be like, but what is it exactly?
Do you want to guess, and then I'll tell you what it really is?
Urge surfing, where you cannot control an urge to try to keep doing something to find out why somebody or something is not happening the way you had expected.
Right, so, but the technique is then to ride out the impulse to do that thing, right? So it's like almost like you know that the wave is coming. You know that you're going to want to text the person, or you're going to want to check if the door's locked or whatever.
Right.
And you live with that uncomfortable feeling, knowing that it's going to subside.
Right, right. And that's the thing, that I feel like it's hard to recognize the end result, that it will subside, because it's so anxiety-producing in the meantime.
Yeah.
I remember it was when I was very little, my dad took me to take kung fu classes.
Yep.
And we were supposed to practice different stances, and I had an itch, and our teacher or instructor was like, let the itch run. And I was like, that's really hard to do. It's there. You want to scratch it. And I feel like that's kind of what this is. Like, don't, you know, just sort of let the compulsion run without trying to enter, you know, without trying to stop it or fix it.
Yeah, and there are a lot of things like that. Like, panic attacks are like that. You can't stop a panic attack, but you can ride the wave. You can let it go.
Right.
You can.
And at first you try that. You're trying not to. You want to fix it, but, you know, maybe you just need to go through it to feel stronger and better.
Yep, exactly. I feel today very much like a loser, which I think we all go through sometimes. Because
we do. It's...
Yeah, go on. What were you saying?
No, I was going to say, I mean, like, yeah, no, we definitely, we all have moments where we, you know, something out of our control that we feel like we should have control of, but it's not, it's just not that easy. And, you know, we feel like you question what could I have done, but it's not necessarily something, anything you could have done. It's just something that has happened to you that you are feeling helpless about, but that it's not your fault.
Yeah, it's not a fun feeling. And
no.
And also, I don't like the feeling of wanting to prove myself to people, or my insecurity today has been really high, where I feel there are days where you feel really good about yourself, and there are days where you feel like, why do people want to be around me? I'm so annoying. I don't know. You know what I mean, right?
Oh, I know the feeling for sure.
And it's not based in actual reality, but I think anxiety makes you feel that way because you're so hyper aware of what you are doing and or not doing. In my case, I'm always doing something.
Right. But you know, it's a nagging feeling that it's hard to suppress, and yeah.
It's no fun. It's no fun.
Hi, Samara.
Oh, say hi, Samara. So I feel like I can't. There's so many things you can't control. And that is a huge part of OCD, I think, is wanting to control things that you just can't.
Right, right. Because you know that you can't control so many things, but then you try to control things that you think are little things, and even then it's like it's an exhausting, drawn-out kind of process.
Yeah, and I don't like being rejected, so I will reject myself if I can in situations.
No, I understand that. Yeah, that's... I mean, part of OCD and a lot of mental... illness is punishing yourself for things that are out of your control.
That is such a good point. I have not thought about that. I have not thought about it in that respect.
Not that we want to do this to ourselves, but we're like, okay, why can't you have more control over this? But you know deep down you just can't.
Yeah, and it sounds like an excuse, but it's not. You want to be able to control
really
things.
Really not, yeah.
You are hoping against hope that you can.
Right.
But it's just not possible.
Right.
And you just think, you know, you think that if you control the small things that it will be this ripple effect. You're like, if I control this one thing, I mean, at least I do. I'm like, if I can control like how much half and half I have in the fridge, then everything will be fine.
Oh yeah. No. And I mean, that's kind of OCD to the most microcosm kind of thing that every cognitive therapist that I've had is like, you are trying to control every little thing of, like, germs or checking things and so forth because you feel you can't control the big things, so you try to control whatever you can to make up for it.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And it feels like if you do control those small things, that they will have effect on the big things somehow.
Right, right.
Which is the magical thinking part of OCD.
Oh, yeah. Well, like the germophobia, where it's like, well, if I don't get sick, then I'll be able to control the bigger parts of my life more. And it's like, well, you know, one thing at a time.
I have that too, except it's more hypochondria, I think. But I think that the hypochondria is very similar to the germophobia. It's like all, when it boils down to it, like fear of death.
Right. And my therapist has said it's sort of like fearing not existing, fearing not being present in, you know, to the degree of fearing being sick, where you won't, you know, you don't exist if you're not taking part in things, to the point of fearing death, in that obviously you will not be taking part in life.
Right. So interesting.
To think about where a lot of these mental health things come from, a lot of it, you know, I feel like, again, with the CBT, with the cognitive behavioral therapy, where it's a lot of like, okay, sure, there are chemical things in your head that cause this, but it's also, you know, it's nature and nurture, where you get things that have happened in your life to make you feel the need to control more of this or that, whether it's germs or OCD or feeling not depressed or, you know, the food disorders. It's something that weighs on us from both our brains and what has impacted our brains growing up.
Yeah. Red dye number three, man. Red dye number three.
Yeah, you know.
Stand by. It's really hard to focus when you have a lovely animal in your lap.
You know, I'm so just hanging out, just kind of, yeah.
She's, yeah. Carly should be like the third host on this show.
Really? Absolutely. I will vouch for that for sure.
She's sitting, I can't believe she's sitting here just like a little rabbit. You know, with her belly exposed, she looks so funny. She's like, I am not a cat. I am Carly.
She knows. It's us. We have our bond.
Yeah, she's connecting with you telepathically. It's happening.
Yeah.
Are you friends with any of your ex-girlfriends, like, besides your ex-wife, who you're friendly with?
A couple, yeah. I mean, it's... And I don't, you know, it's funny because, like, sometimes, you know, it takes a while after the breakup to do that, but I feel like sometimes, you know, sometimes it works. You still have some things in common that got you together. I feel like my sister is a little more like, oh, you're just being a wuss. You don't have to be friends with them. Just let them go. But I don't, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, hey, you know, maybe we were better off just being friends and that kind of thing.
I think that it's a hard transition to make, you know, but I think if it works, you know, it's...
I mean, I don't think it's immediate. You can't, you know, it's like, oh, we're breaking up. Let's be friends. No, that doesn't happen, I think, till later.
No, exactly. Exactly. It also, you know, it becomes complicated if you have children together, if you have cats together.
Oh, yes. And I had that.
You know, if you have sheep that you, you've owned.
Sheep, I hear, is the toughest one.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
You know, especially with the disagreements, like, do we make sweaters out of them? Do we not? like, sometimes people get really attached.
Yeah, you can't just shear the relationship off.
You cannot shear the relationship. You know, it's hard. It's hard to... I find that it's hard to let go in general.
Well, again, I mean, the thing is, depending on what caused the separation, you were together for a reason. And it was likely because you had things in common that you don't suddenly don't have in common.
Like sheep.
Like sheep, yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I feel like sheep can make or break a relationship.
You know? I mean,
I've seen some really solid marriages just ruined by sheep.
Yeah, it's, you know, can you handle wool? Do you not like wool? You know.
What if you're allergic?
And exactly. I mean, that could be a deal breaker right there.
Yeah, it's difficult. Of all the farm animals, I feel like sheep are the most problematic.
I would have to think about that and look into it much more.
Maybe.
Definitely not cats. Cats are the best.
They are the best. Carly is like...
Carly looks just so happy and comfortable. And
she's content. She's like, I've been waiting for this all day. I've been sleeping, preparing myself, you know, just trying to envision what it would be like to be this close to Evan again.
Yeah, you know, I will meet Carly in Montana, and then.
Yeah, she's been asking about that. She's saved up her Hilton honors points. By the way, Hilton, if you're listening to this, you should sponsor.
Yes.
This podcast.
We
will talk about what to do or who to do in a Hilton hotel room.
Yes.
I like that I sent you a picture of myself and asked you for emotional validation.
Oh, you know what? It's not, I mean, you don't even need to ask. I'm just, you know.
It's right out there.
As I went to bed early, woke up early, and I was like, oh no, for sure. That was hot and amazing.
Thank you. I think that, you know, I was talking about how bathroom selfies for the win, you know?
I think they can, yeah. Yeah.
You got the lighting, you know?
Oh. It's meant for that, yeah.
It is what it is. You know? It is what it is. Right, Carly? If I were Carly, I would be... I think that she really needs to have a fan club.
I would sponsor that fan club for sure.
If anybody wants to donate to this podcast, because Carly really needs to have some, like...
And just look at Carly. I mean, if you look at Carly, you can't, you know, you can't not want to donate.
You feel obligated to...
Absolutely.
...to feed her and make sure that her life is a quality life.
Yes, it is. Wait, sorry, for it. Perfect.
Perfect, exactly. Exactly. When I came to New York and visited, I felt like you appreciate so much when you have distance, I think. It's one of these things.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I feel like I
hear that from people who leave New York, and then it's like, yeah, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
That always reminds me of Robin Hood. The Disney's Robin Hood, because that is...
Yeah.
Maid Marian is missing Robin Hood.
Yeah.
And he was hot. That fox was hot.
He was a fox.
He was a fox. Yeah, they were talking about this, like, Disney's Robin Hood on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. And Kimmy's like, he was so... When you looked at him, did your crotch get, like, a headache? And then Jacqueline's like... And the fact that he didn't wear pants.
Oh, that show.
There was something about him, though, that was really sexual. And I'm like, he's an animal. Why?
And yet they just, you know.
And he was animated. It
was. They made him appeal to, you know.
Maybe that was the thing, is they wanted to open up the market
of who this movie was for. It wasn't just right. for children.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it was for preteen or adolescent girls. Yeah.
Right, to like imagine dating a cartoon fox.
Right, exactly. A fox.
Yeah. It's something that one never thought would be on the agenda, on the menu.
Yeah.
But not out of the question. Let's not be narrow-minded.
No. I mean, it's not technically bestiality if it's a humanoid fox, I guess.
It's not. It's a humanoid. Not only, there's a lot of things that make this okay. One,
sure.
it's not an actual animal because
right.
it's a humanoid.
It's a cartoon.
Well, we haven't even gone there yet. We haven't even gotten there. The first stop on the bus is that it's a humanoid fox. That's number one. That's like stop number one on the MTA bus. And then like stop requested, and then we go to the next stop because somebody pressed the yellow thing, right?
Yes.
Or the tape that makes the bus.
Oh, yeah, the yellow tape thing.
Yellow tape thing. So then stop number two is that it is a cartoon character, as you stated. So,
sure.
So it's not, there's nothing scandalous about this.
Right. If there's not one thing, then there's nothing scandalous about it.
And I don't even think I'd want to, like, have sex with him. I think I just want to, like, sit down and have him hold me or, like, have dinner.
He does seem, I mean, he'd be a warm, comforting, yeah.
He seems comforting in, like, a weighted blanket.
I mean,
something.
Sure, his pants are off, but, you know.
But there doesn't seem to be anything there. That's the thing.
Right,
it doesn't,
right.
He's got a giant
tail. Yeah. Totally UNESCO.
Right. Exactly. Which is confusing. I mean, it seems kind of like a male. I was going
like
to say a male. Right. Like a Ken doll. But I was gonna say a male Barbie, and I was like, wait a second. There's a name for that person.
Technically speaking, yeah.
And that's it.
Sure.
That is what happened. I think that being an adult is overrated.
It's not fun. I mean, unless for Milkshanger superstar, but
I understand why people like go and live in the woods and don't. Maybe do they get mail if they live in the woods? Like,
good question. I do not know. Yeah,
or maybe
I mean. The Unabomber lived in the woods, and he sent mail. I don't know if he ever got mail. But
if you know if the Unabomber got mail, please tweet us and
yeah.
let us know.
But don't, you know, Unabomber.
Don't, but then my OCD just went like, ding, ding, ding. Like, what if they're going to, like, send us mail?
Okay,
yeah. No, but just don't, we just want to know. Or if you live in the woods, do you receive mail? Like, where does the mail go?
If you live in the woods and you listen to this, you're a very special listener.
We love you. But
yeah.
But then where does it go? Like evergreen tree number five? Like, how does it, what's the zip code?
That's a great question.
Is there a zip code? Probably not. Because you don't know where you are.
That's true. I mean, I always thought, just assumed everything had a zip code, but I'm like, what? Maybe it doesn't if you're in the middle of nowhere. And if you don't, if there's nothing in the woods, I was trying to go for a tree falls in the woods thing.
It didn't work.
If you're not, if you're just there, does a zip code exist? I don't.
That's a good one. That's good. I want to be one of those people, and I know we've talked about this, like, I want to not care about, like, perception, like, not care about what people think about me.
No, I hear you. And the thing is, it's very hard not to. And I feel you on that one. That
I have days where I'm like super insecure and I care about everything and everyone. And and that boils down, and it's sort of a paranoia thing, not really, but it's more, I think it's more OCD. Like you can't stop thinking about what every single person thinks about you. And my OCD will attach to like anything.
But that's what OCD does. We can't, it's unpredictable. I mean, it's.
You don't know.
Right.
What it's going to attach to. Like, I'm having the same repetitive thought of something that I cannot solve, and there's literally nothing that I can do. And in this situation, like, I want to control it. I want to be like, and it's like, you can't, if you're in a situation that is not just about you,
yeah.
that's the worst, because you cannot do anything.
Oh, yeah, no, and that's the thing where it's like you can be OCD about yourself and sort of get past certain things, but when other people are involved, it's hard to do that.
Yeah, and I have never been able to read minds. I've tried.
Sure.
I don't think I'd want to really be able to do that, honestly.
Well, yeah. I mean,
like, okay, here's the thought experiment. If we assume that everybody hated us, would we be better off?
I mean, I feel like it's a person-to-person thing, and I think a lot of people would be very bummed out by that.
I think,
and
yeah,
consumed with that.
I think it wouldn't work for me.
I don't think I could handle it.
It's, you know, it's one of these things where, like, some people anticipate the worst-case scenario so that they're not disappointed.
Right.
But my magical thinking is like, if I anticipate the worst case scenario, is that going to happen?
Right. No, exactly. I'm like, I could anticipate it, but then it happens and it's like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah. And then you think about that stupid, like, law of attraction thing. Did I manifest that bad thing to happen?
Right. Right. You want to have that work for the best, not the worst.
No, no, nope. Not okay. I just don't know. And right now I'm like, I was telling you the situation that I'm in,
right,
with like bills and things like that. And I don't know. That's where being an adult is like,
yeah,
you try. And I look around and I'm like, how is everyone else doing it? But I guess they're all doing the same thing.
Say, I feel like, but one thing, it's a lot of people are in the same place, yeah.
Yeah.
Or similar place.
I just don't want to, like, end up in a cardboard box or, like.
I don't think you will.
No.
I am envisioning that you will not.
I mean, because that is scary, but we could go down that road, and I'm sorry, like. I feel bad when I see homeless people because I'm like, how does that happen to people? And it's,
right, you wonder if just what the process was to get there.
Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, it is like humbling. You're like, as I'm talking to you, I'm grabbing my boob. Just like, it's right there. Just grabbing it. Just saying, you know, just being like, there it is.
Not complaining. But.
No, not complaining at all. No judgment. What is the point of, and you're not going to probably know the answer to this, but I'm not even going to ask this question. I'm just going to say.
Sure.
I don't see a point in strapless bras. Totally pointless.
Yeah, I don't quite, I don't know the answer for that one. Definitely
it's
not.
It's not, who cares? I mean,
sure.
I think. Or, I don't even know. I think you have to make a decision. You got to decide, like, do I care about people seeing that I'm not wearing a bra or not? Like, do I, because I don't think bra straps are wrong. I feel like if you see someone's bra strap, I'm not, like, offended.
Sure. I don't know. I feel like that's something that.
It's individual.
Society gets put forth, and
society.
Yeah.
Now, when you first started to like make out with girls, like, did you have problems undoing bras? I always wonder about this.
No, I was going to say, two hooks were fine. Three hooks felt like it was kind of a struggle.
The struggle is real.
Yeah, yes. But I feel like, you know, you're with the right woman, they're not going to be upset that you're struggling with it.
No.
Yeah, I'm with you. I may have to follow up soon.
I know, my voice is so, like...
Bras.
I know, bras are very boring.
Well, I mean, it's what's underneath them, you know.
Right. And I go back to this, and nobody can see this, but I'm grabbing my boob.
I can see it.
You can see it. And you are someone who can see things. All right. Well,
that is, yeah.
I hope that this episode put people to sleep, because I talked really slowly.
No, I think it's... We had entertaining topics.
We did. We as
not
usual.
Just your boob. You
no,
know.
We went all over the place. And there were cats involved, as usual,
yeah.
And boob grabbing, compulsions.
Sure.
It would be, you know what would be funny, actually, OCD, because we both have OCD, like, we could literally just do the same episode over and over and over again.
Oh my god, that would be something.
And it would be confusing to people, because they would be like, did I listen to this before? I don't know.
But I feel like we'd get a hipster following just for that.
Just because of that.
Yeah.
I feel like there was a song that was like that. It was, like, super repetitive. There's a lot of them probably like that.
Sure, yeah.
It's, like, it's called all pop music.
Yes. Well done.
Yes. All right. Well, I love you.
I love you, too. Be well. Let me know how everything goes.
I will.
All right.
Go sleep.
Yes.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.